let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. A kidnapped girl stealing from traffickers, restoring their victims by Pamela Rigdon is a novel inspired by the true story of Yana Mate, how a phone call to one woman resulted in the rescue of hundreds of victims of forced prostitution, how a once-battered, imprisoned woman living in a corrupt, broken society in her effort to assist a few trafficked girls winds up battling crooked administration and organized crime. Pamela shares the account of Yama, her initiation into the world of human trafficking. She achieved notoriety in the international community for her fight against human trafficking in Eastern Europe. The U.S. State Department declared her a hero in their 2006 Trafficking in Persons Report. She was awarded the Abolitionist Award by the House of Lords in 2007 and designated Reader's Digest European of the Year in 2010. But before long, before these recognitions, she made some horrific personal choices. This book depicts those decisions and tells what happens when they collide with three courageous, minor-aged girls trying to escape forced prostitution and their captors. It's the story of a woman who is in the midst of freeing others, and she also frees herself. Pamela Rigdon, the author, is the author also of Sock Hunting and Other Pursuits of the Working Mother and various magazine articles, lived and worked in Romania from 1993 through 2001, where she managed the Lydia magazine. Her office there was in Bucharest. Later worked with a humanitarian foundation serving abandoned children. She now resides in Milwaukee, Oregon, with her husband, Dean. Pamela Rigdon, author of I Kidnap Girls, Stealing from Traffickers, Restoring Their Victims, is our guest on This Week in America. Pamela, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
This is such an important story, and the time is going to go by quickly. The book is available wherever books are sold. We'll go through all of that. So you get a really pulling the curtain back on something we hear a lot about, but most of us don't understand, the trafficking problem. The book is a fictionalized biographical account of Yana Mate and her work with minor age survivors of human trafficking. How did you come in contact with Yana in the first place?
Well, originally, we were both working with street children in Romania, and I was just doing it because our church group had a group that went down to the streets and did a feeding program. And in the midst of that, I met Yana. She was also down there helping with the street children. And then I lost track of her, didn't see her for a while, and I got a call from the U.S. Embassy one day, and they said, can you help this woman? And they explained her situation to me, that she was trying to find a safe place for three girls that had been, they were minor-age girls involved in prostitution, and they were trying to escape, and our foundation was asked to assist, and that's how I originally came in contact with Yana.
It's an amazing story. I Kidnap Girls, Stealing from Traffickers, Restoring Their Victims by Pamela Rigdon. The book available wherever books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Her website is very simple, PamelaRigdonAuthor.com. We'll give you another website, Safe Place Romania. We'll explain the significance of that as we go through the conversation. This is a fictional work rather than a straight biographical account of your introduction to Yana and what you were going through to help her. Why did you decide to do this in a fictionalized version?
Mainly to protect the identity of the girls and make sure there weren't reprisals for their coming forward. Eventually, some of these traffickers were put behind bars, and they all have family and friends. And so in order to protect their identities, I did it as composites and also scrambled the details of time and dates. And but as far as Yana goes, that part of the story is straightforward.
Who is this book designed for? Who do you think the readership will be? And what do you hope the takeaway is once they read I Kidnap Girls?
The readership definitely is for anyone who is interested in dancing upon injustice, because that's truly what some of these girls are experiencing. Most of them come from either broken homes or dysfunctional homes, and often very poor circumstances, and they're tricked into their situations and told they have other jobs in other parts of Europe or some even in the United States. So in that respect, they're definitely injustice has been done to them. And the fact that so many of them are minor aged, they're not prepared to make the kinds of decisions that are put before them.
So often.
Go ahead.
No, finish that thought because it's so important. Finish that thought.
Well, and I think a key factor in so many of these girls is no one is looking for them. So when they disappear, it's no big deal. You know, no one is hunting them out. And I think of my own daughter. She was late getting home for Christmas when we lived in Romania, and her plane came and we could see it and it turned back. They said that there was fog and she went back to Hungary, and that's all the airline would tell us. And I said, well, when will they, you know, where did they go? And they couldn't say where. And they just said one word, fog. So the plane turned back and she was there 2.5 days and we couldn't get any information because she was 18. But still, it was a very frightening situation. And she had someone looking for her. But so many of these girls do not. And that's where Yana comes in, because she is looking for her.
I think so often people hear the story of trafficking and you wonder how this happens, why this happens. You go into great detail and you set the stage and again, pull the curtain back so we have some idea the what is happening and the devastation this is for the lives of the young women. In the book, there's an excerpt there from Yana Mate included in the book. If you would read that for us, I think more than anything, it gives some insight into her personality, because this is her story. As you say, it's fictionalized, but this is the true Yana and what she went through. Would you give us that author's note, please?
Sure. She says, I kidnap girls from their traffickers. Their pimps never know it until the girls are in the car with me, speeding toward a safe house. This is my greatest pleasure. I often get calls from traffickers demanding that I give the girls back or they'll kill me. I never do it. I'm still alive and a few of them are in jail. Once I got a call from the police. They confronted me. Did you take one of Buku's girls? He wants her back. I just about had a heart attack. With this statement, they let me know whose side they were on. Kidnapping the girls is the easy part of my job. The hard part begins once the girl is safe and attempts her journey toward a stable life. Romanian society says all of this is your own fault. You went with bad people and look what happened. You shouldn't be so stupid. My book, I Kidnap Girls, describes how I got involved with victims of human trafficking. It also portrays some very courageous girls as they move forward into health, healing, and self-sustainability. Happy reading.
That just set the stage for Yana and what she has gone through and what her life has been dedicated to. The book is I Kidnap Girls, Stealing from Traffickers, Restoring Their Victims. Pamela Rigdon, the author, our guest on the program, R-I-G-D-O-N. Her website is PamelaRigdonAuthor.com. The book available wherever books are sold. You can order it from Pamela's website as well. And another website that we have on our screen for the YouTube, the video, and it's very important, is SafePlaceRomania.com. And I'll mention that several times during the conversation. Pamela, what is the significance of that? People, I'm sure, will read and they'll wonder, okay, what can I do to help? I'm aware of the problem now. I would like to do something. What's the significance of the website?
That particular website deals with the project that we're working on with Yana. And it's an invitation to read a little bit more about it and also to get involved through donations, prayer. There's many things that can happen, you know, if people put their hearts and minds together.
And I'll mention that throughout safeplaceromania.com and check that out as well. The book cover is very graphic. It captures your attention as soon as you see it. How do you come up with the book and the book cover, and why did you want to depict it this way?
I actually didn't come up with the cover. The publicist did, and or the publisher did. And he actually, I thought, captured the fact that even if these girls go willingly, and some of them do, they don't have a clue what they're getting into. And many of them don't go willingly. Some of the girls that I depicted in the book didn't go willingly, and those things actually happened. And so the book actually puts a perspective on it of, this is something that is happening to minor age girls that aren't equipped to make, you know, proper decisions.
Yes. What do you hope to accomplish with this book? We sort of talked about that, and this is pulling back the curtain. I keep saying that, but that's so true. It's something that sort of this mysterious thing that happens primarily, we think, in other parts of the world. What do you hope you accomplish by writing I Kidnap Girls?
I think if nothing else, I would hope that the book will bring home the fact that sometimes even the smallest decisions that we make can have huge impact. The decision that Yana made to go pick up the girls, I mean, she got a call in the middle of the night and she was tired, you know, could have been very different. You know, she could have just said, I'm not doing that or whatever, and they would have done something else with them. Let's put it that way. Who knows what, but, and I think that's something we can all relate to, is sometimes we're faced with decisions and it's really easy to blow the little ones off. But there's something in making good choices. And that's for underage girls too.
Yes.
And that's where the education process comes in.
It's amazing what one phone call can do, and the dramatic change that's brought to people's attention of the problem of trafficking. What was it like for you to write this story? It's a very dark story in various parts of the book. What was it like for you in telling the story, in writing the story? It had to be an emotional roller coaster, I would think, as you were writing this.
I have to say it was at times. At the same time, I just really did believe that their stories were important. Sometimes horrific things happen to many of us, but the stories get lost. And I just felt it was important that these girls' stories didn't get lost.
Well, they're not lost. They're featured, highlighted in the book, I Kidnap Girls, Stealing from Traffickers, Restoring Their Victims. Pamela Rigdon, the author, our guest on the program. You had an interview with Yana at the end of the book. The book is a fictional account, but you've got her actual interview at the end. Talk about that and the decision that went into closing out the book with the interview.
I think I did that because unless someone has lived in a country like that, and Romania is a wonderful country, but they were coming out of a really dark era at the time that I lived there. And I'm hoping many of those things have changed, but I just wanted people to understand the significance of the choices that she made. And that could only be done by knowing what the situation was. And so that's why I included it in the interview in the book.
You know, Yana is considered an international expert. I mentioned the accolades that she has received for her work. What makes a person most vulnerable to becoming a trafficked victim after you working with her and talking with her? What does she feel is the most common reasons for someone becoming a victim?
That was very interesting to me because I asked her that question and she said almost without exception, the girls that got involved in this were from very dysfunctional homes. And she said the family life is the most important because that's where people get their base. If there's no base, anything can happen. And she's, there's many girls that are in extreme poverty that don't get involved in prostitution. So it's not the poverty necessarily that drives people, but the need for jobs does motivate. So that's something that Yana tries to work with the girls on too, is having them finish their education and find ways of gainful employment.
Well, is that like a key? You talk in the book, one of the main entrees the trafficker has is offering work. And the young women are so much want to work that they give in. They go with these people. Is that one of the solutions that Yana has been working on, if getting them maybe vocational training or getting them jobs so they're not susceptible to the pitches that they're hearing?
That's exactly right. And also educating them on what is proper in the workforce for employers to be asking of them, and, you know, where to draw the lines. Because if someone doesn't know that and they've been, you know, abused all their life up until that time, they're not going to have that knowledge to work with.
Yes. You say that many Western foundations have come and gone because of the frustrations of not understanding the system and the corruption. Talk about that, because this is, I can remember doing radio programs for this for the last decade or so, and you wonder if we're really making any progress. Is part of the basic problem, when we don't, the lack of knowledge of what the problem is and the root causes of this?
I think that's partly it, and partly is the Western concept of thinking, okay, if we throw enough money at something, that's gonna help. And that's not always the case. There has to be someone that knows the lay of the land and knows how things work and knows people to get things done. And that's one thing, that's one advantage that Yana had, because she had been raised in Romania, and her father was a rugby coach. So she was afforded some privileges that others weren't, and she learned English. But it kind of set a stage for her to be able to buck against a system that wasn't working. And she's paid. She's paid a heavy price.
It takes place in Eastern Europe. Is that typical of the problems around the world, or is this sort of a unique situation we see here?
You mean... I'm not sure if I understand the question.
Well, yeah, we're talking about Romania and what Yana went through with local situations there. What can we learn from that and apply to situations, kidnapping situations around the world?
That if we're going into a situation and trying to make a difference, be in contact with the people that are already doing that. If that makes any sense.
Yes.
In the country, and that know something about how things work.
Are we making progress? I mentioned before that I've done a number of interviews, organizations that have been working in trafficking, and you wonder, are we making progress? What do you think? You've seen this with a perspective of a number of years in knowing the situation, working with Yana, dealing with that, and writing the book, I Kidnap Girls. Are we making any progress?
I hope so. I think people are a little bit more educated maybe now. But at the same time, I think as long as there's human nature, there's going to be some issues there in that realm. There just will be.
What was it like for you writing this book? I talked about the emotions that you went through as you were writing the book. Having the finished product out there and getting the very positive response, the rave reviews the book is getting, and being able to assist Safe Place Romania and actually do something, a contribution that you have been able to make. What's this been like personally for your involvement in this?
Well, I found it very interesting, for one thing, but Yana is a very entertaining person. To speak with her, she talks very fast, and it was heart-wrenching. So there's like every emotion you can imagine all rolled into one. If that makes any sense.
Well, it does. And people who read the book, or who people are listening to the interview, thinking, okay, I live here in the United States. I'm not sure what I can do to help. What can all of us do individually to chip away at this problem, or to make a contribution to eliminate this?
Probably the biggest thing that we can do is make ourselves aware, you know, and if we see someone that is in a situation that is that we can assist in, to do that. And I know it's dangerous to get involved in some things, and I think just making our decisions day by day, you know, is this something that is productive? Is this something that's helpful? It's the little decisions. It's not the huge thing, you know, and that's any work. It goes on through small decisions of people.
About a minute or so left in the program. Time is going by so quickly. The book is I Kidnap Girls, Stealing from Traffickers, Restoring Their Victims. How big a problem is it in the United States? I mean, we talked about Europe, the situation in Romania in particular. What kind of problem is it in the United States? And should we be aware as we travel and we see situations that just don't look right with young girls and who they're with?
Definitely, definitely. Because I can remember in the 80s seeing someone in a restroom dyeing a child's hair. And I thought it was odd, but I had no idea why they were doing it. Does that make any sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
You know, now what I know now, I would sound more alarmed. You know, I think I told a salesperson or something like that, but that's as far as I took it. And I think just thinking about it and watching.
Be aware, and that's one of the many lessons out of Pamela's book, I Kidnap Girls, Stealing from Traffickers, Restoring Their Victims, by Pamela Rigdon, R-I-G-D-O-N. Her website is PamelaRigdonAuthor.com. Book available at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, the usual places, published by ProIslePublishing.com. And the website to get information and to offer some assistance is SafePlaceRomania.com. Given you a lot, but you'll find it all on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Pamela, a pleasure to have you on the program. A very important conversation, an excellent job with the book, I Kidnap Girls. Thank you for joining us on the program today.
Well, thank you for having me. I've enjoyed the conversation.
It has been a pleasure having you here and sharing the message of Pamela's book, I Kidnap Girls, Stealing from Traffickers, Restoring Their Victims. Pamela Rigdon, the author and our guest on the program. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.